You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.
Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich, Out There on the Edge of Everything. This episode is entitled, Are You a 0.1% Success or a 1% Failure? According to the Marathon Handbook, only about 0.17% of people worldwide have finished a marathon. That is the 26.2-mile distance. The Marathon Handbook also estimates only about 1.3 million people out of the world population of about 7.93 billion people, with a B, on Earth, have successfully finished a marathon. Are you one of the 1.3 million people who have successfully finished a marathon? If so, you are in a very elite category. It is also estimated that about 1% of all people who attempt to run a marathon fail to successfully finish the race. There is even a smaller number of people who have successfully finished more than one marathon, about 0.12%. I am a runner. I have successfully completed marathons in Chicago multiple times, New York, Los Angeles, and other cities. So I am one of those people who are in this very elite category on the earth. However, I have also had some very bad races where I did not finish a marathon in Chicago, Milwaukee, and other cities. So I am one of those people in the 1% failure category as well. Why are there so few people on Earth who have finished a marathon? It's hard. The race is long and hard physically and psychologically to push yourself through all the miles all the way to the finish when you are tired and your body is in pain. It takes a lot of time. You have to run daily and do long runs on the weekends over several months to get your body ready to run the full distance to train for the race. The race itself will take you anywhere from 2+ hours to 4+ hours or more to run, depending on your age and fitness level. There's a large risk of failure. Anything can happen with your body during a marathon. You can have digestive problems, bathroom problems, muscle and joint problems, equipment problems with your clothing and shoes, blisters, chafing, etc., all of which can prevent you from successfully making it to the finish line. Even if you are not a runner and have no desire to ever run a marathon, there are many situations, events, and circumstances in your life which are hard, take a lot of time, and include a large risk of failure to successfully finish. What can you do to become one of the very small percentage of people who can overcome physical and psychological challenges and risk failure to successfully complete an important activity? Use the saying, I can, I-C-A-N. Number one, C, commit. To commit is to fully dedicate yourself to something. One way to commit to something is to create a declaration. A declaration is a specific set of instructions you are going to follow. A declaration is a commitment to a desired result. Create your declaration in the present tense with positive words, expressed based on positive emotions, and is time-bound, including a specific end time and date. For example, say, I declare I'm committing to fill in the blank by this time, fill in the blank. Such a declaration embeds your commitment into your subconscious mind to change your behavior patterns to set up a framework for success over a specific defined time period. Number two, A, address adversity. Since you are committing to something hard that takes a lot of time and includes a large risk of failure, you are going to face adversity. Address any adversity you face, achieving your commitment with confidence. Confidence is a belief in yourself and your ability to meet life's challenges and succeed, and the willingness to act accordingly. Being confident requires an active, proactive, positive emotional state and making decisions based on positive emotions for what you want to achieve, and then being responsible for the outcome of your decisions for achieving your commitment. Number three, N, note progress. Note and document all progress you achieve for your commitment. Progress is defined as something happening or developing gradually or in stages, proceeding step by step. You will successfully achieve what you committed to by proceeding step by step, gradually, in stages. Use a progress journal to write out and record daily all positive activities, actions, and successes you have achieved on that day for achieving your commitment. Using the saying, I can, I-C-A-N, allows you to successfully complete a challenging, risky activity and create a positive impact in your own life. Till next time, I'm Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything, saying and believing, I can.
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net.
This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.